Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the advantages.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Hi, this is Nancy from the Blind and Beyond Radio Show family, wishing you and your family a wonderful holiday season.
Years of helping his fellow blinded veterans paid off recently for one dedicated volunteer in the form of the Department of Veterans Affairs National Male Volunteer of the Year Award. James Hogan has logged nearly 3,000 hours of voluntary service through the Blinded Veterans Association. That organization helps blinded veterans and their families by providing service programs, regional groups, resources, and advocacy. There's no charge for any of it, and you don't have to be a member to get help. All legally blinded veterans are eligible for assistance, whether they become blind during or after active duty military service. The volunteers demonstrate equipment and aids used by the blind, provide information on programs and services, and encourage blinded veterans to use the opportunities that will help them become more independent and self-sufficient. The veterans' family members often volunteer too, and in Hogan's case, so does his guide dog, Atticus, who serves as a therapy dog for Veterans Administration hospital patients. Learn more at bva.org or 800-669-7079.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachie could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
No stopping us now. If you have something negative to say, you can say it. If you have something positive to say, we'd love to hear from you. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. This show is catered to the visually impaired and blind, as well as the sighted community. We say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind community, both. So this show has been on now 6 years. April will be 7 years. And this show, well, as I said to me, it has been said, we are orthodox. This is an unorthodox show. I hope you like the unorthodox show. We're just being ourselves. This show is all about being real.
That means we have fun.
There's no scripts. There's no scripts here. We tell it as it is. I make mistakes. So if you say, oh, he makes mistakes all the time. I do. I'm real.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We've been on the air. What can I say? We have more than a million listeners to the show, and I hope we get more and more people listening to the show. And we love all our sighted people listening to the show. That's great. I love it. I love it. Love it. So if you're sighted, if you're visiting Pan or Blind, call in. We love to have you. We want to buy you Christmas dinner. So if you call in, we're going to buy you Christmas dinner. If you have never won anything before from our show, if you never won anything from the show, you called in, or you've never called in, but you've never won anything, now's the time to win something. We're going to buy you Christmas dinner on us, the Blind and Beyond. If you call in, we send you a $25 Visa. There's no trivia involved. We do trivia, but this is not it. This is strictly, we're buying you Christmas dinner. We're going to do it this week and next week only. 2 weeks, that's it, because of Christmas. Okay? That's it. Nothing else to say. So I hope you like the show. If you think the show is not good, well, you can write to me off the air. And if you have something nice to say, we'd love to hear from you.
Are you going to throw out your trivia?
You want me to say trivia now?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, here's my trivia. Trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. This is my trivia. Phone number is 407-894-680. Who is singing this song? 407-894-680. Who's singing this song? Chris, you there? Okay.
The first Noel, the angel to say, was a certain poor shepherd in fields as they lay. Oh, oh, in fields where they lay.
Give his life.
So who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Recognize that voice? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
Born is the King. Oh, I'm sorry. I got
you. You're going to confuse them.
I'm sorry. I got excited. That was me. Listen, let's go to the phone line. We got a caller calling in on the phone line. He's been trying to get in with us for the longest. And we finally got him. We finally got him back up in Pace, Florida. Pace, Florida. We got Jason. Jason and Pace. How you doing, Jason?
Hi, Jason.
Hey. Jason. Hi there. Hi there.
Hey, Jason, can you step out?
Volume 1. Hi there. Yeah,
Alex. Hi, Jason.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, we've been looking for it. Yeah, Jason, hi.
Yeah, hi there. Yeah, Alexa Tonic recorded the first Noel song.
Now, who sang that song? Who was singing that song?
Alexa Tonic sang the first Noel song.
Oh, you saying Alexa Tonic?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Oh,
no, that's not
Jay.
It. Nope. Oh,
Jay, that was a good one, though.
That was a good one, but that's not who's singing it.
All right.
Are you talking about the song?
No, I want to know who's singing. We got to know who's singing this song. First Noel has been recorded by many people, but the question was, who's singing that song? Thank you for calling. Keep on calling.
Recorded it.
No, thanks, Jason. Yeah, okay. He recorded it, but the question, that's not who's singing the song.
Oh, I see. Okay, that was the question.
You have to guess. You have to guess the one who's singing the song, yeah.
Yeah, get the singer.
Okay.
You have to sing it. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
Keep on calling, though. Keep on calling.
I'll keep trying.
Thank you.
Don't forget, it's the singer. It's the singer we're looking for.
All right, so let's go.
The question is, who's singing this song?
All right, so I have somebody calling in from Boggy Creek, and she goes by the name of Jamie. Jamie from Boggy Creek, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Jamie, where's Boggy Creek?
Coconut Creek is in the Fort Lauderdale area.
I'm sorry, Coconut Creek. What'd I say, Boggy Creek? I'm sorry.
Oh, Coconut Creek.
Coconut Creek.
Coconut Creek.
Coconut Creek. I know where that is. I live right next door to it. Many years. 19 and a half years, I live right next door to Coconut Creek. Yep.
Oh,
so, Jamie, are you calling for your Christmas dinner?
Yes.
Well, our pleasure. Is this the first time you ever listened to the show?
Yes.
Well, keep on listening. Are you sighted?
I am.
That's good. That's great. This show is catered to the sighted as well as the blind. So I guess you heard
it. How did you hear about our show?
On the radio, on WFTL. You turned it down, you heard it.
A friend of mine, actually.
Oh, a friend of yours told you about the show? Okay. Well,
what do you think of
it? The show.
It's great.
Thank you. So you just won yourself a $25 gift card from Visa. So we're sending out to you your house. So off the air, not on the air, off the air, give your name and address. We'll send you out a $25 gift card to you. Merry Christmas from Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And don't forget, somebody told you about our show. Now you need to tell somebody else about our show.
Absolutely.
We're here every week, every Sunday night from 7 to 9, every Sunday night. We're a nonprofit radio show, so we are here to entertain the sighted as well as the blind community, and that's what we're all about. It's a variety show. It's a talk show. We don't talk politics. We don't talk religion. So enjoy your $25 Christmas gift from Blind and Beyond, and keep on listening.
Keep on listening
to WFTL. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you. Keep on listening. Thank you.
All right.
Don't hang up, though. Give your name off the air. Talk to Chris and give your name and address off the air. Off the air. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
To you guys as well.
All right. Jamie, hold on. Bye-bye. Don't hang up, all right? Jamie, hold on one moment.
Okay.
All right. Let's go and talk to Rocco from Weston, Florida. Rocco, how you doing, Rocco?
I am blessed like you.
Rocco.
Thank you.
Rocco. Hi, Rocco. Where are you calling from, Florida?
I'm enjoying your show.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Where are you? Are you enjoying the show? Where are you calling from? What part of the country?
West in Florida, South Florida.
Weston, Florida. Okay, Weston. I know Weston. My kids used to live in Weston.
Yeah, South Florida.
Yeah, is this the first time you ever heard the show?
Yeah, I was listening to Ken Held earlier.
Yep.
And then I stuck around, and you guys came on. You guys are a lot of fun.
Well, thank you so much. We're on every week, 7 to 9. We've been on the air now in WFDL. Now, I guess we're on WFDL. Let me see, about 4 years we've been after Ken Held, about 4 years now.
Yeah. Wow, that's good. We've been on the
air. April will be 7 years. Yep. So keep on listening.
I will keep.
And if you listen to the show, if you listen to Ken Held, you might win a lot of prizes too, because we give a lot of oldies songs, and you have to guess who's singing the song.
Okay, that's cool.
Every week. Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
So off the air, Rocco. So enjoy your Christmas. We're going to give you a Christmas dinner, $25 gift cards coming to you, Visa. So, give your name and address off the air, not on the air, off the air.
Yeah.
So this way we can send you the $25 gift card off the air. Enjoy your Christmas. Merry Christmas from Lion.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thank you. That's very generous of you guys.
Hey,
thank you so much.
Hey, Rocco.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Rocco, I got you covered. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you as well, Rocco.
All right, thanks, guys. Uh-huh. God bless you.
We're gonna go to break, Chris.
Do you want to take one more caller real quick, or you want to take the break
real quick, and then we're gonna go. Yep.
Okay, so this is Gary from Coral Springs, Florida. Gary, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Gary,
how are you?
Gary from Coral Springs, how you doing? That's our hometown. We used to live in Coral Springs. How do you like before we moved to Orlando? We were down there for 19 and a half years.
I've been up here about 7.
Okay, Coral Springs, beautiful.
Not different.
When we moved in, it ended on Sample Road. Yeah. Yep.
Right, I'm just about half a mile from Sample.
Uh-huh.
That's nice.
Yeah, we used to live off of Wiles.
Okay, I know where that is. I know exactly where it is.
Yep.
They have a Walmart up there.
There is? I don't know that. Well, I don't know.
There is.
Yeah. Are you sighted?
Yes, I am, but I've been dealing with...
Thank you for listening to
the
show. Thank you.
Hello?
What were you saying? You said you were dealing with...
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm dealing with cataracts.
Oh.
Well,
we talk about
cataracts. We talk about everything. We talk about everything. We discuss everything on this radio show. We don't talk politics and no religion. No politics and no religion on this radio show.
I hear you.
We talk about everything. I hear you. So this show is for the sighted. The show is for the visually impaired and blind. We started this show. April will be 7 years. We're on the radio every Sunday night, 7 to 9, and it's supposed to be entertaining. It's supposed to be educational. So
absolutely,
we try to entertain. We try to teach. So those folks that are sighted can listen, and we want them to call in. And if you know anything about music, you can call in about trivia. Right now, we're buying you a Christmas dinner on us. So you
I appreciate it.
$25.
Thank you.
Well, our pleasure. Keep on listening to the radio show. We'd love to have you keep on listening. It's a
I listen every week.
Coming from you. Oh, you listen every week? Okay. Oh.
Almost about 2 years. About 2 years.
You've been listening for 2 years and you never called in. Why never? Could you never call in?
I didn't have the cataracts.
We don't care.
Yeah, but look, you can call in for any reason. Whether you're sighted, if you're not just you. Listen, not just you, but anybody who's listening right now, you can call on this show, whether you're sighted, whether whether you're blind. This show is for everyone. It's for what?
You want to hear something unusual?
Please.
I passed my driver's vision test.
It's cataract. Good.
That's good.
I'm going for mine tomorrow, and I'm praying.
I had when I was 70 some years old. I had to give my driver's license up, and it killed me. Really, give up my card because I went blind at 55, and I still have my driver's license. I used to tell Gary, remember Gary? I had a driver's license.
Wow.
So, from 65 to 72, I never got a ticket. I couldn't drive because I was blind.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm good until age 80 now.
Gary,
what's that, man?
No, Gary.
Pardon?
Carl Springs. Did they make you stand up
to see?
Because I was told you don't put your head on.
Lynn's going Monday.
No, you can sit down. You can sit down and take the test.
You can sit down.
Oh, I want to no contact.
Yeah. Yeah, but hear what he said? He took the test and doesn't have to take the test until again until 80.
Yeah, mine's up 7 years, so I have to go with my age.
Yeah, it's good for 8 years.
Thank you so much for coming.
We have to go.
But anyway, give your name and address off the air so we can send you a $25 Visa card and use it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Don't wait so long to call in. Don't wait so long.
Okay. I got you.
Let me ask you another question. We got you on the line. We're going to break. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th. At the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website at www.csun.com/opportunities.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity, and your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available, along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference
hosted by the California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the premier forum on technology and persons with disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Howard Studios.
We're back. Oh, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Fun, I'm going to call in, which I definitely wish and hope you can do. Phone number is 407-894-1680. I'm getting excited. You know one reason I'm getting excited, folks? Because I'm hearing that people love the show. And truthfully, I need that. Because I know that gets me a bigger ego. I can't help it. I have an ego. But I love to hear what people say about the show if it's nice. And the point is, I'm loving all these sighted people who listen to the show. And besides the blind people listen to the show, the sighted people listen to the show. Because that's why I made the show originally. I wanted the sighted people to know about the blind people. Because when I was blind, I didn't know what to do. When I was sighted, I didn't know a blind person. So I said, wait a minute. Now that I'm blind, I want the sighted people to know about the blind people. So what we do, and that's why the show we started. The sighted people should know about the blind. And the blind can help sighted people. What, Gary?
You know, Michael? Are you sure this is Christmas time? Because we're sure hopping like the Easter Bunny tonight.
We are. And speaking of hopping, I need to hop to our next guest before he goes back to Australia, but he's calling from Australia. So I would like to welcome back our friend Ken Brandt. And if you've never listened to Ken before, Ken is the author of the book Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight. And Ken is zooming in all the way from Melbourne, Australia. I learned how to say it.
Welcome back, Ken. But Ken, welcome, I got something to tell you right now. When we're off the air, you taught me something in a matter of 2 minutes. So if you, on the phone talking to me right now on the radio, but 2 minutes taught me something, I can imagine what your book is going to do, because your book, wow, it's going to be something else.
If anybody has any questions for Ken, too.
Yeah, if anybody has any questions, call in right now and speak to Ken. Ken, because what you said off the air, could you repeat what you said off the air when you said, because it really blew my mind.
Well, first, thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
We're having a little bit of an off-air discussion, about people liking or disliking the show and why they would like it, and people complaining that it was too humorous and too jovial and too loose. And I think that's just ridiculous. You know, like, there's room for humor and joy everywhere. That should be part of as much of your life as you can possibly have. And if people don't like it, let them go be crappy somewhere else.
You got it, buddy.
I love Ken. He's so direct.
Yeah, he's right. He's good. You're good.
Yeah, he is. So, Ken, tell us. You're an author, and you're an adventurer, and just tell us about what the catalyst was for writing the book. And you happen to be blind now. So all of the above.
Yeah, so I guess just to give a little bit of context about my vision, I've been very, very nearsighted my entire life, slightly crossed eyes. I've had six different eye operations, so I've had quite a roller coaster of ups and downs, seeing better, seeing worse, seeing better, seeing worse. Had a cataract operation in each eye, a detached retina operation in each eye, two other operations. I was legally blind for many years. Now I see it about in my good eye, I see 20/80, which means what a normal person can see at 80 feet away, I need to be 20 feet away to see. And then my other eye is 21/60. So that sounds like it's not so hot, but compared to the many people who see worse, it's great. And I'm very, very grateful to all the doctors and nurses and scientists and medical advances that have enabled me to see. So I'm generally in a really happy place about all of that. But having the experience, the life experience of having better vision versus poor vision, you get into a bunch of adventures that I've had, and the book is full of those. And it's also full of advantages where I think clearly good eyesight is better than poor eyesight. I'm not saying anything other than that, but it's fun to celebrate and enjoy some of the advantages of poor eyesight as well. So the book is full of adventures and advantages. I'll tell you about one adventure, which was in a cave. And this is not a tourist cave. This is a cave where you'd be spelunking. You'd actually be exploring the cave with your friends, hopefully, as opposed to on your own. And it was outside of Albany, and it's a exploring in caves. You go into these deep places. It's literally completely without light. And some places, and none of this has walkways, none of this has lights, no tour guides, no maps, nothing. You're just going in exploring. And it's muddy and rocky, and a lot of times you're crawling like literally on your stomach or your side because you're going through a stream and there isn't enough room to go any other way. Other times you're over a chasm and you've got your feet on one side of the chasm and your back on the other side and you're inching along and you don't have any idea below you is the bottom of the chasm. And then you get to some big, beautiful things where it all opens up and you're in this big underground room with a waterfall and it's just colossal. And then you go back into the tiny places and you're going up and down. So two things are worth mentioning from my experience in caves. One is I learned a little bit of a lesson about determination and just keeping going. I was in the cave with two friends. There are three of us. We're exploring around, and we've been in there for quite a while. And then I said to the two of them, I said, well, and I was in a pretty good mood. I'm thinking, oh, maybe these guys know. So I laughed and I said, look, and our friends' names were John and Paul. I said, I have completely lost track of where the opening is. I don't know whether it's ahead of us or behind us, above us, below us, to the side. Do you guys know where we are? And they look at each other and they look at me and everybody's smiling and they go, nah, we have no idea either. So we're completely lost in this cave, right? And nobody's going to come and rescue us. We have to worry about our lights, which are flames on our helmet, are going to go out if we run out of fuel. So we have to find the opening. So we split up. We say, all right, everybody go for like 15 minutes and then meet back here. So that's what we do. So I go and I'm going through this very, very narrow, small place to see if there's a way out. I go pretty far for 15 minutes and then I come back. But there was no way to turn around. It was too tiny. I had to back out the whole way, get back, meet the other guys. I go, nah, I don't think it's that way. One of our friends, my friend John, was twice as fast as the rest of us. So he had looked in multiple places. He goes, all right, I'm going to just double check, because he knew I didn't see as well as other people. So he goes down the same thing I had gone down, comes back, and he goes, Ken, if you had just gone another 2 feet or something, you were literally at the end of the tunnel. You couldn't have gone any farther. I couldn't see that far in the dark in the cave. But it was a good life lesson, and I think about that often when I'm at some physical exhaustion point or I'm tired of doing something. I go, don't forget, just go a little bit farther. You can always go a little bit farther, and it's helped me throughout my life in that sense.
So, Ken,
Ken.
Go ahead.
Believe it or not, I'm with people that drive now. And I always say, they always give up. I say, it's a little further. Go a little further. You'll find the place. They always, for some reason, stop a block or two before, and they give up. And it's the same in life. That's what life's all about. I mean, you're saying right now, always move on. Keep on going. By the way, what you're talking about, yeah. Is that Albany, New York?
Albany. No, it wasn't actually in Albany, but it was near Albany.
I think our nieces have been in some of those.
They talk about those caves, yeah.
Yeah. So the so later in that same trip, I think, my helmet, everybody's helmet has a thing on it where there's two canisters. The top part is water, and the bottom part is calcium carbide. And you adjust it, the water drips down, it forms a gas, comes out the front, and that flame is how you see what's going on. So you're crawling and walking and climbing all over the place with this flame on your head, which of course adds to the excitement. But mine was running low, so I needed to take it off and pour more water in and put more calcium carbide in. So while I'm putting the water in, my two friends are facing me so I can see what I'm doing, because mine is off. One of them, Paul, who I'm still very good friends with both these people since then, for now, decades. He had never seen this before, so he leans in to get a good look and accidentally sets my head on fire. So my head is apparently very dramatic. I didn't get to see it because it was my head, but, you know, it's dark and back. My head's on fire.
I'm laughing with you, not at you.
Yeah, exactly. It was hysterical, really. And so the first I know about it is my two of my best friends are, like, beating the daylights out of my head, basically saving me from being burned. And, wow. And but that's the first, you know. So I use both arms and push them back. What are you doing? You know, and they go, your head's on fire. I go, whoa, all right. So I literally had the canteen open because I was pouring into my helmet. So I pour that, and luckily, you know, we'd been in the cave, and there was a lot of mud and everything. So I ended up very, very lucky. The whole thing was fast. And I had some tiny singes on my hair, but none on my scalp, and I was completely okay. So it was pain, which I missed, but it was still fun to be part of. So my friend Paul apologized for setting me on fire, which was nice, and I thanked both of them for saving my life, which was nice. And then we just kept going, and it was good.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
Now this is Gary. Now, I've been up in that area myself, up near Cooperstown and down in some of the caves down in there. And a lot of people don't know, but where you were at, like you said, there's waterfalls and the water streams and stuff like that, or there's no light. But that they're actually, you can buy them in fish stores and stuff, they're actually blind fish. They have no eyes. They're called cave fish. You ever see those?
Yeah.
They have no eyeballs.
It's completely different stuff that evolves in caves. It's you know, it's a harsh environment, and for people who are low vision or poor vision or partially sighted, as opposed to completely blind, you just can't believe how dark it is in a cave. You know, like if you're completely blind, You completely understand that. But everybody else, if you close your eyes and you get in bed and you put 50 blankets over yourself and all the shades are closed, it's lighter than it is in a cave. You close your eyes and your brain is refusing to believe that you can't see anything. So it's just it's a very different experience for people who have even just a slight amount of sight.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ken, Michael and I always, we've known each other for years now, but he's always had a little bit of vision, where I have RP and I have none. I don't have any.
I see shadows. This is Michael, I see shadows.
Yeah, Michael, he sees shadows. Sometimes he can see the edge of grass, things like that, and say, you know, Gary, you're so lucky. I'm so lucky, Gary, because you can't see anything, and at least I can catch a sidewalk with a little bit of grass or something. And one time his eyes got pretty bad. He had to have drains put in. And he lost a lot of vision, and he didn't know if it was going to come back. And he was very thankful that he did come back with a little bit of vision where he could see shadows again, because it scared him.
Yeah, every little thing like that is, as I mentioned earlier, I think you just have to be so grateful for, you know, thanks to, you know, luck and medical science and advances and vision scientists and doctors and nurses. It's you know, and we're so much better off to have been born and lived in today's age than 100 years ago or 200 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Everything in my eyesight.
But you know what? I found out there's worse things about being blind. That's the truth. You have more things wrong with you than being blind. Blind is one issue that I don't make light of it. I never will make light of it. But let me tell you something. There's worse things go wrong with you than being blind. That's a fact.
So you have many
factors. You know, another thing I find disconcerting and sad is, like, if you have poor vision, like, nobody really gets mad at you. You know, they you know, once they figure out you have poor vision, they go, oh, okay, I understand why you need to be closer, or let me help you explain whatever it is that's in front of you. Or, you know, people try to be helpful. But people who have poor hearing, first reaction of many people is not just to raise their voice, but to yell at them. You know, it's just not nice, you know, and they have to deal with that a lot, which is something, you know, as a person with poor vision myself, yeah. And you don't have to deal with. You know, there's other funny things about poor vision, though, too. Like, I find, and this has been happening to me my entire life, if I'm sitting at a table or an office or a business meeting or at home or anywhere, and there's some document that me and the person I'm with are looking at, always they put it down, and I go, is it okay if I move it closer to me so I can see it and you can still see it? And they go, oh yeah, no problem. And then you know, it's time to turn the page or move the document a little bit, and slowly but surely every single person slowly moves it back to the middle or towards them, and then you go,
hey, yeah. Well,
would it be okay if I move it back towards me a little bit? They go, oh, yeah, sorry. And this will happen over and over and over.
I got one. Did you ever sign a document? They say, make you sign on the line. I said, look, I'm blind. They said, well, you have to sign on the line. So when I signed it, they said, well, it's a little off the line. Can't you do a better job? I said, I can't even see the paper. I can't see the paper. The line. So,
yeah.
Well, I've had people do that to me a few times. I said, well, that's the best you're going to get.
Especially in places, it happens especially in places, where it happens all the time, but it also happens in places where you think they'd know much better. Like, you're walking in to get an eye operation, you know, so it's before the operation, and they want you to sign all this stuff. And
oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, I can't see this thing, you know. Well, you know, you have to sign. It's hospital rules. You sign. You have no idea if you're signing.
No. I don't. I said, see, what happens is sometimes they won't let my wife come in. They say only the person you get operated on can come in, especially now with COVID-19. So I said, okay, fine. Don't ask me to sign anything because I'm not signing nothing without my wife. So, all right, now they're going to operate on me. But before they operate, I got to sign. Oh, you have to sign this paper. You have to sign this paper. I told you before, I sign nothing without my wife. She's my power of attorney. Let her sign. I sign nothing. Then they say, okay, we'll go get your wife. Then she can come in. Yeah.
Well, Ken, tell everybody how they can find this book.
Yeah, tell everybody about the book.
Okay. So, again, it's Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brand, by me. And it's available at every place online that sells books, ebooks, or audiobooks. So it's available in all those formats. And if you go to my website, which is kenbrandt.com, kenbrandt.com, It's not for sale on that website, but if you want to get in touch with me and ask any questions or just connect on social media, it's got all my social media links and LinkedIn and Facebook and what else? Twitter.
So basically, everything you talk about is like in your book, basically, correct? So it's a real fun book.
Yeah. So it's all on that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I want to know. Okay. That's people know what. So they understand, folks, what he's talking about. His book is about his adventures and things that he's done, like in this cave and all this other stuff that you might like to learn about. People who haven't done caves or have done other things that we like to learn.
And then there's a chapter about the parachuting, which you're not doing anymore.
You should parachute out of planes. For those who never parachuted,
you know what I like? You know what I like about your cave story? It reminds me of going back and you listen to you and talking about Tom Sawyer and Becky in the cave and getting lost.
Tom Sawyer, did you say Tom Sawyer and Becky?
Tom Sawyer and Becky getting lost in the cave.
I should know that, but to tell you the truth, I read Tom Sawyer so long ago. I don't remember that either.
I read Tom Sawyer. Right now we're talking, your book is an audio, is that correct?
That's correct.
Audio, ebook, or hardback or paperback.
So they can buy it audio or regular book. So the sighted people can read it. So where can they buy it?
Download the audio.
Is it like, what's the name of that place? Barnes and Noble? Is
it Barnes and Noble?
Oh, wow.
At Audible, at every major place that sells books, every major place that sells audiobooks.
What about the National Library for the Blind? What about the National Library for the Blind?
I don't know if they have it.
No.
So they probably don't have it.
Ken Brandt, B as in boy, R-A-N as in Nancy, D-T, Ken Brandt. Just look him up. Look for the book.
Say it again. Let's go again. His name, everything else again, so the people can do it slow.
Ken,
okay.
Give your instructions slow again. How to get a hold of this book.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt. That's KenBrandt .com if you want to read a bunch of book reviews and interviews and stuff. But the book is available every place that sells, every major place online that sells books. It's available as a hardcover, a paperback, an ebook, an audiobook, all over the place.
If they don't have it, ask for it. If they don't have the book, ask for it. If they have audio and they don't have his book, ask for it. Maybe they'll get it.
Well, and that's a good point, too, because it's very nice to support your local bookstore. If they're not carrying it, that most of them would be very happy to order it for you.
We're going to have you back, Ken.
Well, of course.
So this way we're going to have you back, and we'll discuss it more with those people who can't write it down right now. They're still thinking about it. It's a good book for Christmas. Anyway, it's a nice book to buy for Christmas.
Exactly, a good gift book. Or well, you had mentioned you'd add a link to your sponsor page, so maybe that could be there after a while.
Right.
It's on our webpage, right?
No, not yet. It's not.
Oh, it's not there yet? No. Oh, it's going to be there.
We're going to do it in the next 24 hours.
Oh, okay. My next couple of days will be on our website.
Sure, have a nice time, okay. You, Ken.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it so much. Looking forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you.
Holidays and Christmas and everything.
We'll talk to you soon.
We'll talk again soon.
Okay.
Thank you. Looking forward to have you back. Thank you.
Take care,
Ken.
All righty.
So, Ken, folks, you heard Ken. It sounds like a good book. Hey, folks.
Like you should download it, Michael.
You know what? I'm going to get it.
You know what? Before we go off the air, I just wanted to remind everybody that 2 days is December 7th. Well, remember what that is. Do you remember what that is, Michael, December 7th?
I remember, but a lot of the young people might not know what even December 7th is.
Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah, she was going to do it as a trivia, Gary.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody.
She was going to ask what was December 7th.
Everybody know December 7th. Everybody should know.
December 7th, in 1941, there was an air raid on Pearl Harbor, and the Japanese planes...
It wasn't an air raid.
The Japanese planes attacked the United States.
It was an air raid.
Pearl Harbor.
Okay, here's trivia. Trivia. What was the name of the ship that went down? The famous ship.
You interrupted me.
It was one ship in particular. There was one ship in particular that went down, the famous ship, with all the the sailors on board. Gary, I know you know, but don't you say it.
Yes, I know it.
Anybody, right now, 407-894-1680. Anybody know it? 407-894-1680. Anybody know it? 407-894-1680. Anybody know the name of the ship that went down? 407-894-1680. December 7th, what was the ship that went down? Famous ship.
Hey, Lynn.
Yes.
Lynn.
Yes, I'm here, Gary.
In our CB song, we promised to remember the 7th of December in our CB song.
Oh. You mean in your
in the
your
song.
Anthem.
Yeah, in the anthem.
We're CB's of the Navy, C's of the Seven Seas. And we promised to remember the 7th of December.
Shut up.
Number to call is 407-894-1680. And it's 407-894-1680. Come on, call on
Chris. All right, well, we got somebody for you. You done called them out. Now they calling.
All right.
All right, so let's talk to the one and only Bill from Delray Beach, Florida. Bill, are you there?
Bill Germani.
Yes, I'm here. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Okay, I'm doing good. The name of the ship was the Arizona.
That's right,
the Arizona. That's right. You're right on, Mark. And you just won a $10 gift card from Subway, Bill.
Okay, very nice. Thank you very much.
Coming your way. $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy Subway.
Okay, great.
That's the Arizona. That's right. December the 7th, 1941.
2,300 people were killed.
2,300 soldiers. Oh, I think are still there.
No, sailors.
Sailors are still there. A lot of sailors are still there.
Entombed. Yeah.
Yep.
They were all sleeping.
Yep.
Yeah, it's illegal to dive there because that's a resting place. No one can skin dive there or scuba dive.
Yep.
How are you down there, Bill?
How you doing, Bill?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Everything's good.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't speak to you before, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Same to you guys. Everybody have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
We're glad you're out there.
Glad you're out there listening. We appreciate you calling in. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, guys.
We have Bill's address.
You have Bill's address? Okay, we got Bill's address. Long time listener.
Yes, he is. Chris, anybody else on the phone?
That's all she wrote.
Gary, okay. I have a question. Did Big Mike put the lights up this year or no?
Not all the way. Not like I did that one crazy year that was over 4,000 lights. No, I'm just going to get a Christmas tree up this year, that's all. He's got to come over this week to do it. Now, that one year was really crazy. Over 4,500 lights, I think I had.
Yeah. So you all set for your Christmas party?
Getting there. Now, if the Lord be willing and give us a nice day with no rain and nice weather, and I think it's going to be that way.
Yeah, I think you'll have good weather.
Yeah. At least we can open up and sit outside.
Well, folks,
we're going to be busy this weekend with our granddaughter and our great-granddaughter.
It's coming in from Philadelphia, yep.
Well, you're going to miss Sonny's barbecue coming to my house.
Yeah.
Have a terrific dinner.
I've been busy putting toys together. Assembling a little wagon and a little horse. Yeah.
Hey, give it to Michael. Let Michael do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Michael, hand me a screwdriver. He hands you a hammer.
Yeah. So I wanted to remind everybody to join us next week. We will be here, and co-host Sheila Young, she better be here. And we'll have a guest from CSUN and much more. You never know what's going to pop up on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hello.
Well, folks, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Gary, what do you have to say for yourself?
Well, all I have to say for myself is I want to say to everybody, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, because this is my last NOLA chance, because this we only share this co-hosts once a week, so I come on after the first year. So
you'll be coming in.
We're interrupting you, Gary. That's not true. You're all going to be on what show is it? The
19th. That's right.
And
well, everybody's
19th and the 26th. All the
19th. Okay, well that's terrific.
That's the New Year's.
But I want to wish everybody
show and the New Year's show.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody drive safe. Be safe out there, please. If you're driving on the roads, be careful.
Yeah, and if you're blind, be careful when you're driving.
Yeah. Well, thinking of blind, you know, it reminds me of this truck that was going down the road. Said on the back of it, said blind driver. So everybody was hanging way back. They wouldn't do nothing. One guy got risky, and he went to go past the truck and said, Smith blinds.
What?
Blind driver. It was a salesman for selling blinds for your windows.
Oh.
Blind driver.
Chris, you there?
Chris?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just laughing at Mike talking about if you're driving, if you're blind and you're driving, just be careful.
But someday it won't be funny. It will be the, what do they call it, autonomous
song? When we go out, Chris, I want you to play the whole song of that song by Bobby Helms. Bobby Helms.
Okay. Can you play it now?
That's a good song.
Yeah. Let me get it right. Carter here is tripping off of that last statement you just made, Mike.
Hi, Carter.
Merry Christmas, Carter.
Merry Christmas, Carter. Guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year when it comes, if we don't
you
speak
too,
before
buddy.
That. You too, Carter.
Good to hear from you, buddy.
Same here, my friend.
Yeah, man.
And when you came, people, after us comes WOKB, comes Carter. So if you listen to WOKB,
yeah, good,
listen to Carter. Or if you have Alexa, listen to Carter on WOKB 1680. Good show. It's a music show. Anyway, let's hear Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms, the whole song. Folks, don't forget, we'll be here next week, same time, same place. 4 to 7. I'm going to listen to this. 7 to 9 every Sunday night. 7 to 9 every Sunday night. Eastern Standard Time. Good night, everyone. Love you.
Love y'all. Merry Christmas.
Same place. Good night, all.
Good night.
Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock. Up your feet, jingle around.